Can a Dam Handle Rights Managed Assets? Posted by Henrik de Gior on February 9, 2009. Many organizations license rights managed or RM assets, such as photographs, from vendors such as Corbis or Getty Images. Many organizations do not manage these licensed assets well, nor keep track of when they expire. The Stock Artists Alliance, or SAA, reports 9 out of every 10 images were unauthorized uses. Many of these unauthorized uses involve rights managed assets. This is a legal liability for many businesses, and there is very little done about this issue today. There is little awareness about this issue, and the widespread education about rights management is abysmal. There are a handful of associations who try, but have such a limited audience and even less people listening to what they have to say about rights management. Digital rights management, or DRM solutions, try, but do not resolve these issues. Why? Rights management is about knowing, can you use or reuse this asset? What rights do you have to the asset? Where can you use the asset? How long can you use the asset? How can you use the asset with the license or licenses you acquire? DRM attempts to do this by simply trying to limit the use of the asset. There are so many ways DRM often fails to work. For starters, DRM technology rarely remains intact when an asset is copied, renamed, or reformatted. Creators of content such as movies, music, and photographs are the most common victims to suffer from this type of theft and result in huge losses in sales. This is because DRM technologies are fighting an almost fruitless battle. The money it costs to pursue offenders must vastly outweigh the possible royalties and money to be regained in a lawsuit. Giulio Prisco, chief executive of Metafuturing Second Life, formerly of CERN, said, "You cannot stop a tide with a spoon. Cracking technology will always be several steps ahead of DRM, and content will be redistributed on anonymous networks." Very few DRM technologies track the use of assets. A few technologies track the illegal use of assets after the fact and report this back to the content owners. Then again, do the owners of the content and licensors even know where the assets are supposed to appear? Good record keeping on all sides is part of the solution here. Rights management can be quite complex. Many people simply do not understand rights management. Anyone ordering rights managed assets from a vendor must understand licensing and copyright. Otherwise, this is a liability to the organization, and ignorance is not an excuse. Rights management, RM assets, are negotiated and licensed, not purchased, with finite terms, which may include where the asset can be distributed geographically, how the asset can be distributed in what media, how the asset can be used on a homepage, cover of a book, inside, etc. Where will the asset be used in the media? How many people will receive or see the asset? How long will the asset be used? What size will the asset be used? How much of the asset will be used? Who can access the asset? Is this exclusive or non-exclusive to the organization? Are there other restrictions from the creator, licensor, or vendor? Are there any third-party rights? Can a DAM handle rights managed assets? This is far more than simply an issue of storing rights managed assets in a DAM and associating some metadata which state the terms of the asset. Most rights managed assets cannot even be archived if they are not currently licensed. A few vendors do not even want you to archive the asset at all, so check with the vendor, licensor, directly. If you have rights managed assets, what system do you have in place which will warn you before the asset expires? Tell you who to contact when you renew the license, what the licensing terms are or were, how much you paid and when, track how and where an asset has been used. This is part of good record keeping. What if you have multiple licenses for the same asset, used different ways? This is getting complex, isn't it? A highly customized DAM could do this for your organization. Or you could have another system to handle just the licensing, separate from the assets themselves. I would recommend one centralized system instead of separate systems to do each task, which can be even more costly and time-consuming. It is possible to store license rights-managed assets in a DAM, but major customizations are often required. In order to use an asset for this, the DAM would need to track every use of every RM asset ordered out of the DAM. If an asset can be ordered from the DAM, it can be tracked by the DAM with a record of what has been used where. Some DAMs can apply licensing information into the embedded metadata. There are a few DAM systems which can even apply DRM to an outbound asset. We talked about DRM though. The idea of the DAM order must include how and where the asset will be used. The DAM can act as a central repository for all assets as well as the rights management information. This information can be relayed to the vendor for the proper licensing each and every time. There are workflows to accomplish this. The good news is that in the past years, more of the market has become royalty-free and DRM-free. That does not directly affect what you have licensed to date, though. Much of the historic content that is not public domain hangs on to the rights-managed model of doing business. After all, it is a bit hard to recreate history after it happened. So how is your organization handling the licenses of rights-managed assets today? Since this blog post was posted back in 2009, I have interviewed several professionals about rights management, including Tracy Guza and Jeff Sedlick. I would encourage you to listen to those podcasts, which can be found in the podcast notes. For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available on Audioboo, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.